Amen. Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus le'nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. Shchanos HaKanos HaTachanos of Meir Zev. And it's based in the Torah of Reign of Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek Uvitchu El Hashem Rabim Omrim Mi Yareinu Tov. Sacrifice sacrifices of righteousness and have bitachon Hashem. Many people are saying, Mi yara'eni tov? Mi yara'enu tov? Who will show us good? So we'd like to explain this pasuk and come on also to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Understand the Akedah. It says in the Pasuk, Gur ba'aretz hazot. Ma perush gur ba'aretz hazot? The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak Avinu that he doesn't want him to leave Eretz Yisrael. He's an Ola Tamima, like Chazal say, Ein chutz la'aretz kedai lecha. So why is this Madrega, why is this Madrega unique to the Midah of Yitzchak? Chutz La'aretz isn't worthy of Yitzchak. Only Yitzchak of the Avos was the one who didn't go down to Chutz La'aretz. The Simanim of Yisrael are that were Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Geim Lechasodim. Mekubal etzleinu, Shesholsh Tamidot Halalu Makbilot Hen Midat Avot. Gmilus Chasodim me'Avram, Bushim me'Yitzchok, Rachamim me'Yaakov. Gmilus Chesed is Avram's Mida, Busha from Yitzchok we got, and Rachamim from Yaakov Avinu. So why did Chazal change here from their normal style? By Midas Yaakov, it says Emes Liyakov. So that's the, normally when we talk about the Mid of Yaakov, it's Pasuk and Micha. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chof. Yaakov's Midas Doch Emes. And if so, why are his children relating to Rachamim and not to Emes? By Shanim is the Midah of Yitzchak. Yitzchak's Midah is Midas Yira. Busha relates to Yira. We'd like to explain the Midas of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Finding Chazal, Yaakov had Sal Gidovanim. Shabbos Peites. And on such a matzav, there's a midah of Kerachim of Albanim. The father has mercy on his children. So you see that Rachmanos and Sal Gidovanim are intertwined. And that's why Yaakov's midah is Rachamim. Because Yaakov had Tzar Gidol Banim, and he had Rachamim on his Banim. He had mercy on them for all the troubles they had. That's why the Midah of Yaakov is Midah HaRachamim. There's a difference between the Midah of Chesed and the Midah of Rachamim. There's actually two types of chesed. There's chesed mishpat and chesed vitur. Chesed that one deserves and chesed where one just receives. Here we're talking about midas chesed mishpat. Chesed that one deserves, api mishpat. When you're mashpia chesed, that's predicated on recognizing the mile of the makabel. I'm going to do good for him. because he's a gadol b'Torah, because he's a maila, whatever it may be, and therefore I have a ratzon to be mashpia. Hashpa'as harachamim is predicated on recognizing the chisaron of the makabel. I'm going to give to him because I have and he doesn't. So it emerges that on the first one, the Satan can get involved. And he can say, what are you giving to him for? He doesn't really have the milah that you think he has. Because the whole chesed was misayrer. Again, it isn't chesed vitul that you're just giving without taking anything into account, just to give. Talking about chesed mishpat, that you're giving because the person's worthy. And why is the person worthy? The person's worthy because he has a maila. And if you're doing good to him because of that maila, and the satan can get involved and be mekatlik, prosecute and say, what are you doing? So the ma'aseh chesed can be misbattled, can be nullified by the kitrug of the satan. Ma'aseh ken b'midas harachamim, she'ein makom lekitrug, she'kol atzmo shel midat harachamim, eino nizon ela mibchinat hayot hazulat chaser. The whole essence of midas harachamim comes from the fact that Yanim is chaser. Me'ikara nolad matzav shli, matzav shlili. Ve'ein makom le'satan le'shlol et ma'alat ha'mekabel. In midas harachamim, there's no kitruk, because the person lacks. So how can the satan say he doesn't lack? He lacks. Can't say, the satan can say he doesn't have a maila. But if the person really lacks, there's nothing for the satan to say. When a person has a maila, the satan can find pagamim. But when the guy lacks, he lacks. So the satan doesn't get involved. The mid of Avraham is chesed. The mid of Yitzchok is din. After the din already finished its koyach and its kitruk, comes the mid of rachamim. And Satan has no shilton the midas harachamim. So Yaakov's mid is rachamim. And when it comes to Yaakov's mid, the Satan has no say. So now we discuss the mid of Yaakov Avinu. The Jews are Baishanim, Rachmanim, and Gomle Chasadim. Rachmanim connected Yaakov. Yaakov's mid of rachamim, tzagid obanim. Karachim of obanim, this rachamim. When it comes to rachamim, there's no satan. After chesed and din, din was already makatreg, now comes rachamim, the din is finished. There's no more din, he was already makatreg on what he could be makatreg on. And then on rachamim, there's no more satan. Now we'd like to understand busha as a branching off of the avod of Yitzchak. Nachem rim baruch ata Hashem. Gra omer ששלושת המילים הללו ראים נגד גימל האבות. Baruch, it's Avraham Avinu, Baruch is his pashtus, that's midas ha-chesed. Third word, Hashem. Yaakov, we know that Yaakov's midu, tzura, was the chakuka b'kisei ha-kovit, engraved on God's throne. That's Hashem. Kro kel, it says in the Gemara and Megillah. We have to understand how the mid of Ato is the mid of Eloike Yitzchok. In the din of the Krios of Shmon Esrei, it said that you have to be Koireyat Baruch. You bend your knees at Baruch, and then in Ato, you bow down until your spinal cord is jutting out. And the kesher between the word baruch, bracha, and berech, we see shivyan oisiyos. Berech is the knees, and you're bowing down the knees at baruch. And that relates to bracha. So we understand why you're bowing at Baruch, because you have a dimui chitzoni b'shevyon odiyot. Obviously, they're deeply connected. I just bought a book this week, a sefer, a beautiful, beautiful sefer. Over 1,000 pages. It's incredible. And the flow is Lashon HaKodesh. It's called Nokev Margaliot, Lashon HaKodesh and Mafteach Le'emet. Incredible yid. Tremendous Baal Yisurim wrote a sefer. So when they're the same Oisius, so there is obviously some sort of connection. So we understand the connection between the bowing down, the bending of the knees, and the bracha, baruch. But we want to understand the yachas of anta to hitpakakut hachuliot shebashedra, to the jutting out of the spinal cord. Shorash advarim ubavdel ma'uti bein midat ha'ava l'midat ha'ira'a. Be'ahava, there's a difference between its expression in the person's presence and not in the person's presence. When the O'ov is in front of you, it's nachas ruach, it's pleasure. When the O'ov is not in front of you, and the O'ov is not in front of you, it's called gaguim. You have a yearning for the person. This is fundamentally different emotions. These are fundamentally different emotions. The feeling that you have when your beloved is with you, and the feeling that you have when your beloved is away from you. Midas Hayira is different. Midas Hayira, Yira is the same whether you're in front of the person you have Yira from or not. It's just a greater level of Yira when you're in front of this being, Melech. So by Ahava, there are two different expressions of Ahava. By Yira, it's the Zelbezach. Asher midato shel Yitzchaki Yira, just by Yira, it's a different measure, different amount. But it's fundamentally the same thing. Midato shel Yitzchaki Yira. V'chein milat ata, hua mesamen Elokei Yitzchak. Because a Yore always has fear. The highest level of fear is when you're in front of that being whom you fear. The midah of Yitzchak, Yitzchak's midah of Yira, was that he was always befanav. That's why we know the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei correspond to the three Abbas. First bracha, Magin Avraham, obviously it's Avraham. And the second bracha, Mechayim Mesim, is Yitzchak, Yitzchak Heitzchai, living after the end, Chiyas HaMesim, the Akedah, and being alive even after Kiviyachol dying there. And then Yaakov is Ata Kadosh, Vishim Kadosh, Kadoshenu Kadosh Yaakov. You say in benching. So the second bracha opens up with Ata. And that's the same Ata as Baruch Ata Hashem. Ata is the Midah of Yitzchak. This mind that he has this feeling of Yira, that he's always in front of the king. Even when he's not in front of the king. He has the feeling that he always is in front of the king. And like we said, by Yira, it doesn't matter. Yira is the same Yira, whether you're in front or not in front. Because when you're in front of the king, it's a greater level of your greater measure. And Yitzchak had that hargash always, that he was in front of the king. So he's this midah of Ata, you Hashem. The difference between Nochach and Nistar, between Ata and Hu, is that Ata, Morei Alayot HaMedubar Etzli B'Geder Chush. Ata. Ata Ta means that I feel it. It's concrete. It's palpable. Hu is Bechinas Yediyah. Third person. I know he's there, but it's not a Hakara Muchashit. The Chiddush of the Ata and Midas Yitzchak is that the king is present in front of him. The king is Begeder Chush. Lo Rak Ki Yediyah. Usha Be'ata Soche or Shoche. By Ata, the king is in front of you. You feel it. You don't just know it. You feel it. And therefore you bow down until the vertebrae of your spinal cord are jutting out. Achi ispakaku kol achulyos shebeshedol. Because these chulyos, these vertebrae, are the stature of a person. When he bows down, what he's saying is, Ich hab dir in mein Guf dreit sich und dreien vor dir. I have you in my body. My body is rolling around in front of you. So since the Melech HaOlam is chadur, penetrates the body of man, he turns to the Melech HaOlam b'loshon noichach. Begedo shel chush haguf. Nifla meid. Nifla meid. Feel it. A lot of people have a kasha on the Akedah. Shtait. Ki ata yadati. Ki yare Elokim ata. Now I know that you fear God. Hello, midat Avraham, hi ahava, ve'akeda, ba'a levarer midat yir'ato. The Akeda is, now I know that you feared God. So Avraham's midah was ahava. The Akeda is mevar is yira, it's not his midah. Where is the yira? If you fall to arayin yira, how does yira get in you? So it must be that the toyar of yorei Elokim, they went together. It's Kalut Avraham and Yitzchak. Avram and Yitzchak were submerged together, combined together. That's Vayechu Shneim Yachdav to the Akedah. The Yachdav Choder Le'etzem Tochna Shel Akedah. The together penetrates the very content of the Akedah. But we're still wondering that if the Midah of Ahava was enough for Avraham Avinu to go past the first 9 tests, what was lacking in the sign of the Akedah? You can't sacrifice your son with Midas Ahava. Why did that have to be Yira? So we understand the Yira comes in here because he's together with Yitzchak. And Yitzchak's Midas is Yira. But why was Ahava not enough? Ela, Shalenu Ladat, Sha'akedah Pa'ala, Efrot Savur, Agabeam is Beach. The Akedah was Poel that the Efer of Avraham Avinu will be piled up on the Mizbeach. And Yitzchak does not require Zechira. It doesn't say Zechad Yisbritzi Avram. Yitzchak, Vavis Brisi Yaakov is Ko. Now he says Lashon Zechira by Avram and Yaakov. Now Lashon Zechira by Yitzchak, because Ephrat Savor, his ashes, are piled up on the Mizbeach, and he doesn't need a Zechira. V'heim heim advarim. Yichud zeh, umidah k'neged midah liYitzchak. Avodat Yitzchak hi bahashrat hanochechut shel melech haolam al pnei Yitzchak. That's Yitzchak's midah, that God is present. And therefore his schar is that he is always present in front of God. Efrot Savra Agave Mizbech. God doesn't have to remember him. His ashes are piled at the Mizbech. He's always in front of him. So Zechira wasn't said by Yitzchak. V'vedai she'efshar la'akriv ben b'midat ahava gerida. Aval ein ahava yechola lefo'ol madriga shel efrot Savra Agave Mizbech. V'zeh zkukim v'yir'ah. V'ano she'adei ha'akeda nitbarer. Ki yarei Elokim ata. Ahava can't be poel the effort Sevra Agave HaMizbeach. There you need Yira. Because what's the meat of Yira? Yira is presence. That you're always in God's presence, God's always in your presence. That's the meat of Yira. Yira comes also from Re'iya. It's a mashu chushi. It's something comes from the senses. You can actually see God. Kiviyachol. So through the Akedah was Misbaraki Yorei Elokim Ata. You want to be pulled this effort Sevra Agave Mizbeach. So you need to have the Yorei Elokim Re'iya Yira. Avram needed this Midah for the effort Sevra Agave Mizbeach, because that ashes piled up in the Mizbeach symbolize this constant presence in front of Hashem. And that's the meat of Yira, not Ahava. The Gemara says that a ganav is more chomer than a gazlan. He pays kefil. Because a ganav didn't equate man to God. He's afraid of man, not afraid of God. For a gazlan, they're the same. Gazlan does it openly. Ganav does it stealthily. It's odd, as Nebuchadnezzar Kula, Oiver Avera Bitsina, Nidon Kakal, like Abe Overa Bifaresia. In the whole Torah, when it's over in Avera privately, that's not as Chamor as somebody who's over Bifaresia. Faresia is worse. And here, Faresia is better. The Gazlan's better than the Ganav. And the private is worse, the ganef, not pesher adavah. Atshuvai, fearing man is a greus, that's an inferior trait. Because it looks like you're giving power to man. Like it says in the book of Isaiah, Chapter 51, verse 12. Mi'at v'tirai me'enosh yamut. Mi'ben adam chatzir yenaten. Says there, I am the one giving you nechama, I'm giving you comfort. Who are you that you are afraid of man who should die? Me'enosh yamut. Mi'ben adam, or the son of man, chatzir yenaten. He's like grass, it says in the Targum, he's like grass, man. So man is nobody to be afraid of. But busha, don't be afraid of man, be embarrassed, that's a good mila. Somebody does an avera b'tzina, because he's embarrassed from his friend. That's more kal. And somebody's over befarhesia, that he's meiz pan of belilis bayish. When you do an avera b'tzina, Because you're embarrassed from your friend, that's why you're doing it b'tzina. That's not as bad as doing it before Hesia. When you have Aziz Panim, you're not embarrassed of anybody. And that's all when we're dealing with the meat of Busha. And therefore it's better to do an Avera b'tzina. But a Ganav, who did his Maisim b'seser, because of Pachad mipnei Adam hu oiseh. A Ganav isn't doing it al t'busha. A Ganav is doing it b'seser al t'pachad. He's afraid of people. And therefore he's more chamer than a gazlan. And lo yitzuyah that somebody is stealing b'seser al t'busha, not al t'pachad. Then he's no worse than a gazlan. But usually, geneva b'seser is machmas pachad. So it's have busha from people, don't have pachad from people. Yochum Zakeh said to his talmidim that your mara shemayim should be like mara baser v'dam. So there we're talking about chovas halavavas. His Yirah Shemayim should be as clear as Yirah of Basar B'dam. But don't do Maisim because you fear people. Maybe it's saying that the way people normally feel, the way other people fear people, you should fear Hashem. However you learn it, but don't live your life. Don't act because you're afraid of people. So now we get back to the Gimel Simanim the Chazal gave us. Achmanim, Baishanim, the Gemle Chasodim. Usually, the Midas are written out Hava, Yira, and Emes. And here for the Mid of the Abbas, we had Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomlech HaSodim. And the reason is because a simon has to be something that people recognize. Ahava Yir and Emes are belayv. You don't know what's in your friend's heart. And therefore Chazal said simanim that you can see. We asked why Chazal changed from the normal Nusuch. We asked by Yaakov. Finds Yitzchak and Avram also. Why did it say other midas by Yaakov? We had a makor for Rachamim, but Yaakov is midas emes. Avram's midas ahava, Yitzchak's midas zira. So those are things that you can't see. Chazal is talking about simanim, gimel simanim, things you can see. So the staffus of ahava is gimel chasadim, you can see. The staffus of yira is Busha, you can see. And Yaakov's meat of Emes is Rachamim, you can see. You can see Yaakov's Rachamim, but Emes you can't see, so therefore it's not going to be a good simon. So Busha is instead of Yira, because Yira is stronger in front of the one you fear. And Yitzchak always had God in front of him, that's meat of Busha. Like it says, Eina the Meis Panof Nei Baal Chova, Busha is the opposite of Aziz. And b'chinas b'fanav, arei hu tamid b'matzav shel busha. So they were noked as simon chitzayni shel busha, and not yira, which is also a simon anikar, when you fear people, because yira it's not good to fear people. So it could be that if you're doing ma'isim that show fear, you can see on someone's face when he's fearful. But that's not a good thing. You're not supposed to fear other people. So therefore, Chazal chose Busha, so we understand Yaakov's Midah Rachamim, something evident. And we saw the source of Yaakov's Rachamim, it's Targad Elbanim. Now we understand the source of Yitzchak, Pachad, but it's Yira, because Pachad isn't good from other people, and you need a simon that you can see. It's evident. And it's so if you would have year of people, and that'd be evident, that wouldn't be good. But busha from other people is good. Not yira. So now we understand why Yitzchak is unique as an Oyla Tamima, which is a Madrega of Lefanai Tamid, Efshet Efret Sabra Gabe Mizbech, Vein Chutz Laretz Kedaila. Because Eretz Yisrael, you're Lifnei Hashem, not a Chutz Laretz. So Memeila is Pasnish for Yitzchak to go to Chutz Laretz. He sees Lefanai Tamid, he's in Oyla Tamima. Ein Chutz Laretz Kedaila. Kim Tzurik, to the pasuk we started with. Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek. What's the Zivchei Tzedek? The Akedah. And when we remember the Akedah, there's a tshuka of Mi Yarenu Toiv. Yarenu. You want to see it together, Chush. Ever she Yitzhak Tzavra Agabe Yamizbech. He's always in front of the king. We want Hashem to see it, show us B'chush, the good. We don't find a simcha that's limited to one place, except for the simcha spaces shewev and the mikdash yismachtem b'fnei Hashem. And therefore, when is the first ushpizin? When does simcha spaces shewev start with the first ushpizin? Yitzchak on the second night, because Yitzchak's madrega is lefonav. And therefore, Dafka, on the second night, we start with the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is the Simcha of Lefanav, Yitzchak's Ushpizin. And this is all Mefurish in the Gemara on Shabbos 89b. Amar Lehem Yitzchak, Achatem Mekalsin Li, instead of praising me, praise Hashem. Umechvili Yitzchak, Kodesh Baruch Hu B'inayu, Yitzchak showed them Hashem with their eyes. Yad Nasu Neim Amaram Varmu Atah Hashem Avinu. Ayin Shem Medivrei HaGemara. She ever get a chush that it was evident, it was concrete. Wow. Wow, what a shtickle. Incredible. So we explained the midas of the Avos and why Avram needed a year at the Akedah and the Pasuk Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek, Yer Einu Tov, Riyah B'chush, the mid of Yitzchak, why Yitzchak had to stay in Eretz Yisrael, Lifnei Hashem. All right, thank you for listening. Shalom.